奉爵士圣名来做最后两堂的那个查经的研讨。
And in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, let us go into the last two sessions of our Bible study today.
我们昨天探讨了哥林多前书五六章跟那个约翰福音十四十六章。
And yesterday we looked into 1 Corinthians and also John 5 and 6.
那我们今天呢，按照计划来谈一谈诗篇八十篇。那我们要举一反三，串联新旧约的圣经。
And today we'll look into Psalm 80 as what we mentioned yesterday, and we're going to connect it with the Old and the New Testament.
那尽量的，我们就从字句，还有它的结构，还有它的道理教训，我们来学习神的话语。
And we'll analyze the text itself in terms of the word and also the synthetical structure, and to study the teachings of God from within.
我们上次哈，我们查考诗篇七十五篇，对不对？那就举例说，在一个诗篇或任何一个集结的先知语言里头都有那个单元。
And the other time we had studied Psalm 75, and within Psalm 75 there are several units of the passages.
那我们就可以从主词跟它对话可以看出，因为是单一的主题，那我们就要看出它是这样的。跟其他的段落有分别。
That is to say, from the subject itself, and also when you go into the theme itself, there are differences in the unit.
那我们现在翻一百十，就是还没进入八十篇前，做一些 exposure 哈，做一些那个曝光哈，来看一百十三篇。
Let's first look at Psalm 113 as an exposure before we enter into Psalm 80.
我们说过，你看到它的第一行和最后一行都有一个叫做"你们要赞美耶和华"，或我们现在已经说你们要赞美阿多奈这样的一个开头。
And over the, here in this psalm, we've mentioned earlier, this is one of the Hallelujah Psalm, and you see, praise the Lord, beginning and end.
那我们不可否认说，连这个你们就是这个祭司们哈。在邀请仆人们你们要赞美神的名字。
And over here, the priests, they invite the servants of the Lord to come and praise the Lord together.
那你看，这是个起头。
And that is the beginning.
那你看第二节呢？神的名是应当称颂的，说过，你就应该用那个 Barak 这样的一个观念，这 BRK 这个观念就是说祝福就是祝福神。那我们翻译成为神是可称颂的。
And therefore, in second sentence of verse 1, you see how they mention, praise the name of the Lord. You have to use the term Barak, and that is blessed.
对，那称颂、称谢、赞美都有它的特定内容。
To praise, to bless, and to give thanks, all these have their inherent content.
那我们现在学习圣经怎么来分解这一段？这是简单的三行。
And so now we'd like to analyze this text itself. How do we look into these three verses?
你们要赞美神，耶阿多奈，你们要赞美阿多奈，你们要赞美主哈。
Praise the Lord, you have to praise the Lord, Adonai, my Lord.
他的名是应该称颂的。
And his name is to be praised.
我们称颂就他的名是被称颂的。
And when we praise his name, that means his name is to be blessed.
那我们看圣经那个诗篇很清楚那个。阿多奈是主，是以色列求告的名，是发他的原因。耶雅，那现在他们在出版的时候用这两个字。
And from the
音的音哈，耶雅，伊俄啊，耶雅。那我们看他的那个文章二，就是他们在出版的时候用这样代表这四个字母 ，tetragrammaton， 黑法就是希腊文字 ，grammaton，gramma 就是。写或者是文玩那个意思，这是写的四个字，伊赫巴赫。那这个字的来源是从那哈雅这个字，这个是 to become 就是说形成自由那有或是的那个意思。
And so therefore, when you look at the term itself, Adonai, and its origin and how it came about, it came from the tetragrammaton of the word.
这个字呢，它当然是刚才印着 A 呀，免得说阿多奈就是希腊文。
And in terms of the Greek version of the Adonai,
the V 哈，不是 V 啊，是 N 哦，阿多奈，阿多奈 E 哈，在希腊文，但是这个是希腊文，反正有 E 啊，就变我的主巴里变成我的主，Eloi 是神 ，Eloi。Eloi, 那 E 就我的神，我的神为什么离弃我？是那 E 的发音。
And so therefore, if that's the in the Hebrew itself with the E sound at the back, it becomes mine. It becomes possessive.
对，好。
It take for example Eloi, it means my God with an I behind
it.
So indeed, it is true that Jehovah or Yahweh, that's the name that the Jews or the Israelites pray to.
那是说大概在大卫时代所立的那个立位人、预歌队啦、祭司班次啦，都是呼神的名。
And that is the choir and the priesthood that were established during David's time. They all pray and cry out to God in this name.
Now,进入到那个以斯拉为主开始那个犹太教开始严谨的时候，他们才说：“哎，阿多奈，这应该用假敬虔的心来称呼这个神的名。”所以他们就律法师就说：“哦，我们应该说阿多奈。”所以在第三世纪翻译，第二世纪翻译那个七十一本，是Tuagint，这个七十一本LXX。
And so therefore we see the origin and how it came about during the time of Ezra, the people and the attitude towards the scriptures are very conservative. So therefore they look into the term itself Adonai and change it as to my Lord.
So it's like AU, the authorized version, 1611的钦定本。
And the authorized version in 1611.
AV. 然后呢，我们才有那个 RSV 1911就开始那 RSV， 然后最后完成了1957年。
Then it came. Then the RSV, the Revised Standard Version, came about in 1950.
1970年代，那 NEB 的叫新约先翻，那剑桥跟牛津大学就翻 NEB 的 New English Bible.
Then we see the New English Bible around 1970.
那么翻了10年以后，再加进那个。 加进那个新约，加进旧约，这我们所看的 New English Bible.
So 10 years later, the Old Testament was added, and that's the New English Bible that we see.
那通俗本当 NIV 啦 New International Version， 那是可以口语，但不要当着讲台上的那个引句。
And the very popular version is the NIV, and that is in plain language, but don't use it for pulpit.
这些英文的圣经从17世纪来就沿用那个希腊文的 Adonai， 叫做 Lord。
So therefore, when you see into all these English versions, since the 17th century, they have been using the term Adonai.
那我们就知道这一个来源，就简单知道这个片面就可以了。So
we know the source and origin of this term.
但是呢，亚的名，耶和华亚的名是应该称颂的。他们就说亚，啊，何西安呐，亚那个亚何书啊，那啊就是有神的名字那个称呼了。
But however, the name of the Lord Yah is to be praised.
所以哈利路亚，那亚就是称赞美神的意思。And
that is to say, Hallelujah, Yah is God, and to Hallelujah is to praise the Lord.
这个是哈利路亚的意思。Hallelujah
means to praise, Hallelujah.
那个没有发音的，呵呵呵，这样啊，但是你要加这个母音啊。You
have to add the vowel.
会发出来，呵呵呵，呵呵呵，你发不出来，是这个道理。好，那我们看到第二节。 从今时到永远，从现在到永远，神的名，耶和华的名应该被称颂。
In verse 2, it says that blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore.
啊，这是从时间来看。
That's looking from the perspective of time.
神的名从今到永远，甚至从亘古到永远。
That is to say, the name of the Lord from now till forever.
我们知道在亘古，在那个但以理书七章三节到十八节哈，你知道那个人子。 弥撒像人子形象那个哈，领到的亘古者，the ancient of day，the 最亘古亘古，没有从前的那位永远存在者就是神天父。And
in Daniel chapter 9:13-18, you see how they use the term the ancient of days to refer to God Himself.
那从就不要说神了，我们看时间亘古者，也就是说 ancient, most ancient， 你没有办法推的 primal beginning, primal for beginning， 我们有两个英文字。
And if you were to go back even further, other than the Ancient of Days, you enter into the primeval times.
Primal or primeval, 就是说表示你更古更古没办法再找到前头了。
The primal or primeval times, and that is the very early origin.
我们中国啊有一个太祖，太祖，太乙，加一点点，但乙这个乙不是乙，是一的意思，啊，这太是大的意思。
And in Chinese, you have all these different terminologies that also refer to the primeval history.
我们可以用 grand beginning.
Or the grand beginning.
Grand material.
Grand material.
Grand one. One is the one.
The grand one. And that is the word.
从最初那个道，从最一的那个道，所以最原本的那个道，就一生二，二生三，三生万有。
And that is to say, from the very beginning source, from the one, and it multiplies into many.
这是我们中国人对这一就是我们西方人的道是同样的观点。
And so that's the same idea as the Westerners in terms of the source of oneness.
那你这一这太是从前最初了，就亘古了，这共德就存在了。
That is say, long time ago, the ancient of days, even before that, the primal time.
啊，这是道的观念了。
And that's the idea of 道
神也是超越道，神就是道，而且道表彰显神。
And God has gone beyond the truth and the way, because He is the way, the truth.
那从今始到永远，这个神是永远被称赞，因为他永远存在。
That is to say, from this time now to forever, the name of the Lord is to be praised.
那我们再看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
因为圣经是从日出到日落，代表着东西的极限。
And in verse 3, over here it says that the rising of the sun is going down.That's the extremities.
我们看圣经有多少日出之处，想想。
And look into the Bible, how many times was this referred to, the rising of the sun?
通常我们就想大概东边，对，不错，东边。
Usually we think about the east, and that is true.
我们那个德文有 Morgenland, 就早晨的土地。
And in German, that's this term that refers to the land in the morning.
还有 Abendland, 就是晚上细晚的土地。那意思就是说，这个东方的国度，那西方的国度。东方的疆界，西方的疆界，这样的描写中东和近东，古代中东和近东的思想。
And there's another term that refers to the land of the evening. So therefore, the land of the morning refers to the east, and the land of the evening refers to the west. And that's the Near Eastern thought.
日出，日落。
Rising of the sun and the setting of the sun.
东方跟西方。
The east and the west.
好，那就是两个极限。
So these are the two extremes.
那刚才从时间，现在从空间来讲。神的名应该是被称颂。
Earlier on, we talked from the perspective of time, but now we're going to look into the perspective of space.
我们人的存在啊，昨天他翻译到一个 continuum 啊，这就是拉丁字哈。Continuum 就是时间空间的续存，时间空间的续存。我们人就处在这时间之流，空间的局数。
And in terms of the history of mankind, we exist in the space-time continuum.
你知道什么叫宇宙吗
？Do you know what is the cosmos?
是宇宙在。To be
It means to be, and to be here.
那由呢？就是由来啊。所以这个是空间的时间呢、啊。
And the other one is the source of origin. So one refers to space, one refers to time.
宇宙的宇啊，就是那个上下四方。
And the cosmos, the term itself means all around.
Space.
The space all around. up and down, all around the space.
那由呢？古今往来。
And also another explanation of the cosmos is since the origin till now.
So space, time, 就包括了整个 cosmos, 包括你整个人和世界、社会、自然、历史的存在。
So therefore, the space and the time, all this space-time continuum embrace the entire history of mankind.
所以我们所以看到神啊，是整个宇宙都要赞美他，从空间、从时间。
Therefore, if you look at the entire creation of the cosmos, all beings need to praise the name of the Lord.
我们再看第四节
verse 4.
刚才是时间空间，现在是什么？万民诸天。刚才是时间空间，现在是万民诸天。第四节
verse 4. Earlier on, we talked about space-time continuum, but now it is the Lord Himself.
他超乎万民，就超乎人世间。
He's high above all the heavens.
啊，那就是你可以说 people.
All people,
他高过诸天。
His glory is above the heavens.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
那是用哈希玛以那个多数来描写，不是只有一个我们看到天而已了。
And the heavens is in plural term. It's not just one level of heaven.
这地面，这个地。
And also the earth, the land.
那意思就是说，神创造诸天，创造这地，那诸天底下一个穹苍。
So God created the heavens and then the land, and also there's the firmament in between.
那我们看到日月星辰就称为 blue sky 的地方就叫穹苍了。
And all the space that's termed as the blue sky, that's the firmament that contains the stars.
有陆地有海洋，这个地方叫做这个地了，叫 earth 了。
And the land with the mountains, all these are the landscape.
那我们可以看到神不是在这里而已，他超越的。
But we see that God is not just contained in this space, but He is beyond this space.
那你看这一段完了，这一段在赞美神的名，永远长存，永远被称颂。从时间、空间、从万民、从自然来看，它是超越的。
So therefore, now that we've come to this part, from the space-time continuum, from this perspective, the name of the Lord is to be praised.
好，那我们
超越 high above all these.
那么超越英文怎么讲？
那
么翻译的时候，神是超越的。那我们就马上要讲一个字，怎么讲？
And if you want to say that God transcends all things, what's the term?
讲出来了 ，transcendental, transcend.
To transcend, and that is the transcendental nature of God.
那意思就是说，我们的神不是被你局限在地面上，时间、空间这么短而已。
That is to say, God is not only merely contained in this space on earth. It's such a narrow-minded way.
所以你要赞美哈利路亚，这个神要赞美啊。
So therefore, you need to praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
那这个一段完了。
And after this part is over,
从时间、空间、自然界、人世间来看，那像我们看，现在走到神的宝座上来看了。
So from the
他的观点来想。
So from nature, from man's perspective, from space and from time, now let's enter into the realm of God.
我昨天看过对不对？我们画一个半图啊，这是半圆这圈啊，这以下是40章22节，神坐在大圈之上啊，俯视万民啊，那他在铺穹苍了。他是在创造，用在形象语言在描写。
And yesterday when we saw the diagram of the
翻40章40篇20章一下。
It can turn to Isaiah chapter 40 and refer to the diagram that we draw yesterday about Jewish cosmology.
啊，你现在练习一个好习惯哈、哦，我们在说什么什么经文，那你马上翻，眼睛瞥一下，就注意听哦，眼睛看一下，分一下子去看。那不要说我们现在开始来念，神坐在地球大圈之上，不要养成这个坏习惯。要看了就明白，这样子哈。
And you have to cultivate this habit, and that is to say, when we mention to a verse, you just turn quickly to the Bible verse and just give it a glance.
因为你们养成这个习惯，会看啊，会念着才好像哎，好像呸，好像才懂，这已经太慢了。
Because then you'd be too late if you were to turn to the Bible passage and read it verse by verse.
所以
你看，这样 habit is not good.
再听，那不要2秒钟就马上不会失掉那注意力。
And that is to say, you will not be distracted as long as you just turn to the passage and give it a glance for a couple of seconds. Yesterday we talked about how Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 22, where God sits on the zenith, the throne on the top of the circle, and men are like grasshoppers.
那是他在俯视啊，鉴察。
That's because God watches over us all.
那第五节，我们再回到113篇第五节。
Let's turn to Psalm 13, verse 5.
谁像我们的神呢？就是修辞学上帝提问，叫做 question.
Over here, there's a question. Who is like the Lord our God?
所以你们学一个名词叫提问，这是修辞学 rhetoric 的提问。
And this is a rhetorical question.
啊，对。那意思就是说，你不要回答，本身答案就在问题里头了。
That is to say, you do not need to answer. You can find the answer itself in the question.
你用这样的提问的这样的看法去检查主耶稣的比喻，他大部分都是提问，而且问题本身在问的本身已经有答案了。
Because if you use this rhetorical approach and look into a lot of the questions of Jesus, in fact, you can find the answers in his questions itself.
你看约拿书最后4章第1节，这最后一节，神问约拿。
Look at Jonah chapter 4.
不要,
look at Jonah chapter 4, the last verse, where God come and talk to Jonah.
神也用提问问约拿。
God also used a rhetorical question.
城中有10,000不知左右手的那婴孩或是小孩，我都爱惜的，何况这个我更不爱惜那个牛羊女牲畜吗？
That we have thousands of people in the city that could not even tell the left from the right. How about the cattle and the animals that you love?
这是戏剧性的问话，而且提问性，让你激将你，让你思考啊，对的，神连牛羊牲畜的爱护，连小孩的爱护，何况这些城中的有几十万人的那个大人，然后整个城的百姓。
And therefore, this is a rhetorical question, because if God does not only just love the cattle and the animals and the babies, then also the entire inhabitants of the city.
好，所以提问就是答案在里头了。
So a rhetorical question contains the answer in the question itself.
谁像我们的神？那答案就是没有人像你，我们至高的神。
That is, who is like the Lord our God? That means He is the only one.
那你可以从以下书40章12节开始，你就可以看到有那个答案了。
And from Isaiah 40, 12.
不要翻。
You can find the answer.
啊，就说你没有办法做他的测试，你们没有办法给他，他已经先给你先给神了。他其实呢，看万物好像维系的尘沙，那个黎巴嫩的香柏木都不值当柴烧，不当成不足当柴烧呢。
And that is to say, we cannot even measure up to God. All of us are like grasshoppers, and even the palm trees is not even enough.
Cedar.
I mean, the cedar trees is not even enough to be used by Him.
Cedar 就是山科哈，跟 cypress 它其实是一样的，松山科哈。
And cypress come from cedar.
对，那香柏木其实山科了。好，那就是说没有人，就神没有人跟可以他比。
That is to say, no one is comparable to God.
那这里五节说他坐在至高之处，最高最高的地方。
Here over verse 5, he says that he dwells on high. So if God sits on the circle of the earth, then the earth, the land is his footstool.
对, footstool, 就他的脚凳。
His footstool,
那
where he put his feet.
神的宝座要坐在他基路伯的那个约柜上头的话，他的宝，那脚凳就是施恩座，就是 mercy seat, 那个原文叫 caporet, 就是遮盖的意思。
So therefore, if Lord were to, the throne of God were to be on the top of the cherubim, so therefore, he need to rest his foot on the footstool, and that is Kaboreth. And that is the mercy seat is being covered.
So we learn about this, we learn two things. One, God's throne in heaven,
So here we study two points. If God is in the heavenly throne, then the earth is his footstool.
那你想到什么？马太福音主耶稣怎么说？
And then you remember in Matthew, what does the Lord say?
第五章主耶稣说，你不要指天，不要指地发誓。
Matthew chapter 5, Jesus says that you do not point to the earth or the land,
不要指着圣殿。
The heavens or the land or the temple in your vows.
那就是天是他宝座，地是他脚凳。
Because the heavens is his throne and the earth is his footstool.
那这个你能够指着神的居所吗？他的住的地方的圣殿，或是他祭坛上吗？
And also, can you refer to the sanctuary, the presence and dwelling of God?
不是就不是。
If your word is yes, then it's yes. If it's no, it's no. Do not say anything more.
不要托辞，不要借口 ，pretense 或者 excuses.
Do not give pretense or excuses.
这就是有心机的，这 guile.
Then you have guile in your heart.
不单纯，那神不喜欢这样。
You have guile in your heart. You are not pure in your heart. God does not like that.And God dwells and sits on top of the heavens. Let's look at verse 6.
我们在照字看哦，他自己谦卑观看天上地下的事。
And here, he humbles himself, and then he.
他是 humble 是吧？
好，真是 humble. He humbles himself.
什么叫谦卑？
And what do you mean by humble?
啊，不敢当，不敢当啊！不要了，不要了，我不会了，不会了，不是这个意思了。
And humility does not mean that you are shy.
你把它改。俯首，他低头俯首，弯腰俯首。
And change it to this term prostrate. That is, he bent down and then he
prostrate
是这样子。And that is, he just bowed down his head.
Prostrate 是
这个趴。
对，就是 bend 就好 ，D E I N D。
He bent himself.
或者说 he low himself.
He bent
low 现在有谦卑的意思。
He bent himself.
他其实是弯腰。低头在看地面上。
That is to say, the Lord, he's bending himself and beholding what's going on the earth.
不是啊，谦卑啊，没有啦，没关系了，看一看就好了。因为让你在那边想哦。
And it's not that he's so shy that he doesn't even want to take a look at the world.
这翻译的不恰当了，把它改成俯首低头观看了。
So change it to the term to bend and behold.
他看天上，看地下。
He behold heavens, he behold the earth.
请问天上有什么他可以看的？
What is there in the heavens for him to behold?
他不是看他底下的穹苍的日月星辰哦。
Because he's not looking at the firmament, the stars and the moon.
他看什么？
What's he looking at?
大家说说看，啊，看圣经旧约哈跟新约，旧约是 heavenly court, divine council 就是天庭、天界、天兵、天将，万就是说所有的那个灵界的存在。
And that is to say, when God looks into the heavens, He's looking into the heavenly realm, the heavenly court, the divine council.
他其实他旁边有很多围在他旁边，他宝座为中心，在天界一个天庭，天上的法庭不是法庭，天上的宝座。
And in fact, His throne is right in the center of this heavenly court, and then He's being surrounded by all this heavenly host.
那最后对那个列王记上22:19是九节。
First Kings 16:22
22:19
Isaiah 6
那个看到天上宝座
he saw the heavenly host
还有诗篇82篇
Psalm 82 two.
圣长长，这是诸神的大会，长子的会，这是指天上灵界的存在。
And the divine council of all the heavenly princes.
神儿子在约伯记第一章第二章。
The Son of God in Job chapter 1 and 2.
面前，约伯记第一章第二章。
In chapter 1 and 2 of Job, the sons of God come before him.
Satana,
and Satan,
Satana, 走来走去,
Satan is walking around among the sons of God.
这是天上的宝座，天上的那个我们叫 Divine Council or Heavenly Court 那个形象的描写。
And that is a description of the Divine Council that happens in the Heavenly Court.
那我们在新约就有其他名词了。
In the New Testament, there are other terms.
那个保罗就说，主治的，在位的，掌权的，有能力的，有没有这些名词？保罗书信有。
And if you look into the letters of Paul, he talks about those who takes charge over the.
不对，
对不对？
换名词，换名词。Principalities.
The principalities.
Rulers, government.
Principalities, rulers, governments, and powers.
啊，这些都要知道。
So you have to know all these terms.
那这个是都在归在神的掌管之下。
And all these are under the rule of rulership of God.
啊，所以说神在观看，其实在俯视万千，他也监察万有。
So God, He is watching over all things that's happening on the earth.
啊，那再看地下。
And then He's looking at the earth.
看神人，看人有没有秉公行义，这是他最关心的事情。
And what He's most concerned about is whether men are walking in righteousness.
昨天我们讲到谁能登神的山啊。
Last night we talked about who can ascend the mountain of the Lord.
那我们说神要求就是那个心清守节，不妄，不向虚妄，而且不怀诡诈的人们。
And then we see that how God, He requires of those who are pure in heart.
诗篇23:3-4，诗篇55:1-2以下。
And Psalm 24 and Psalm 25, you can see.
24 and 15. 啊，这都说神在关心一件事情。
And over there, you see how God is concerned over this one matter.
啊，那也是一个字，我们说过好几次，你们也许听到 mishpat.
And the term that we always use, mishpat.
就是公义，神的公义。
The righteousness of God.
那你可以看到神从起初拣选亚伯拉罕的时候。
And you can see how in the beginning when God chose Abraham.
你看创世纪十八章吧。
Turn to Genesis 18.
是神。跟他的使者把那个约伯，那不是亚伯兰，就是请他吃杀鸡做酒的，不是这个，就是描写而已。就是说准备食物给他的话，让他送他一程了。但他那神就说：“哎呀，我要做的事情岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕吗？”
And over
开始他是神的自白，神的自白哈，自驳。
And over here we see how God He speak to Himself as to saying, how can He deceive and cover this thing away from Abraham?
神的自白，英文学。
And God is talking to Himself, and that is called divine monologue.
In the divine monologue, 神这么说.
In the divine monologue,
monologue,
and that is.
等一下.
Monologue. Monologue. That is how God speaks to Himself.
Catalogue.
Monologue.
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 Monologue. 这个英文就 UE 了，大概
Monologue.
美语就没有 UE 了，所以把它拼出来。
Monologue. M-O-N-O-L-O-G-U-E.
他说我岂可以瞒着亚伯拉罕。你们知道这句话吗？
So how can he deceive against Abraham?
我拣选他，我这本圣经里面那个。哦，有。我所要做事是七个满足亚伯拉罕呢十八节，再看十八节。
And let's look at verse 18. How can I not tell this to Abraham?
亚伯拉罕要成为大国。
Abraham is to become a big nation.
地上万国要因他得福气。
And that all the nations will be blessed by him.
十八章十九节，我眷顾他是要叫丰富他的众子，跟他眷属，遵守我的道，秉公行义。
And I know, and I have known him, and I command his children to keep the way of the Lord, to do righteousness and justice.
啊，意思是神起初拣选选民，这要求就是你这个要秉公行义。
That is to say, in the beginning, when God chose His children, He wants them to do justice and righteousness.
来贯彻神的良善公义的原则。
So that it can reflect His principle of.
就说，所罗门啊，你的王，我的后裔啊，不但做王位啊，但做到587年就没了。 所以这句话不是指着地面上历史上的应许。
So he's talking to Solomon and his kingship, but however his kingship only lasted till 587 BC. So this does not refer to the physical kingship.
那这样说了，你看哦，这一个王神从神领受的，就这样尊，就这样谆谆教诲，说你应该要秉公行义，你是做民的父母。
So you can see how this king, how he was told by God over and over again that you have to do righteousness and justice.
你自己要有律法书，要朗诵读，那你要谨守道理。你叫你百姓，你要领导他们走上爱神守命的道路上头。
And that is to say, you are the model example of the nation. You have to read the books of the law, and you have to guide your nation, your people, onto the path of righteousness.
诗篇里头有一个主题的诗篇呢、啊，叫做。有一个题材啊，这个 genre。
There's another genre, the type of psalm.
就是叫做 royal psalms, 就是君王。
And that is the royal psalms.
那君王诗是第二篇，我写一下就好，没有时间翻了。
Royal psalm.
君王诗是第二篇。
Psalms number two.
第十八篇。
18.
第二十篇。
20.
四十五篇。
45.
七十二篇。
72.
八十九篇。
89.
一百零一篇。
101.
一百十篇。
110.
啊，这些还132、140，就是片段而已。
And all these are the royal psalms.
这些就君王诗在描写什么
？And what are they describing？
就是说神给王一个使命。
That is God has given a commission to the king.、
啊、你是在条件性祝福下的来登基的。
That you come upon this throne under the condition of this promise.
那我们再看到他们在登基的时候做两个很重要的动作。
And then you see how when they ascend to the throne, there are two actions that are very important.
一个在圣殿里要举行的。
One is being conducted in the sanctuary.
一个回到王宫。
And one is conducted in the palace.
我们来看一个例子。
Let's look at one example.
好，来看列王。
Let's turn to Kings.
列王，大概列王记下十一章。
Second Kings 11.
对，列王记下十一章。列王记下十一章就描写王怎么登基。
Second Kings 11 over here it describes how the king ascends his throne.
啊，这跟列王记历代志下哈，记一下，我们没有时间放到那里。
Second Chronicles
跟历代志下二十三章。
Second Chronicles 23
十一节
verse 11、
啊、一段，然后呢二十节一段。
And also another passage in verse 20 on.
那跟列王记下的两段也一样的啊。
And you can put this in parallel to Second Kings 11.
来看十二节，那个列王记下十二节，十一章十二节。
Let's look at Second Kings 11 verse 12.
就是说我祭司的领王子，这王子是耶和华许的哈，他是在那个坏的那个母后啊，阿帕利亚哈。
Over here you see this king, Joash, and the mother queen is Athaliah.
他屠杀那众这个。正统的种子，那他私立自己的王室哈。
And then she destroyed all the royal heir so that she can bring up her son.
然后耶和华许哈就那时候在宫廷内乱的时候，他被藏起来。
And so during this whole chaos, Joash was being hidden.
啊，但现在他已经出来了，但因为那个大祭司啊，就杀掉这个坏母后。
And then later he came out because the high priest killed this evil queen.
正统的王子应该出来。
And so the right heir should come out.
好，那现在看他怎么登基做王。
And let's see how he was being ascended to the throne.
看十二节。
Look at verse 12.
这祭司领王子耶和华许出来的时候，给他戴上冠冕。
When he brought out the king's son, they put a crown on him.
将律法书交给他。
Gave him the testimony.
而且用膏，用当然用橄榄油这样的膏他做王。
And used the and made him king and anoint him with olive oil.
众人就拍掌大呼说：“愿王万岁 ！Viva, viva！ 愿王万岁
！”And everyone clapped their hands and said, "Long live the king!"
啊，这是在圣殿方面做膏立的动作。
And this is the anointing ceremony in the temple.
那祭司要奉神的名。给他膏面，而且要交律法书给他。
And so, in the name of the Lord, the priest has to give the king the testimony and also anoint him.
好，那我们现在再看二十节。
And then now let's look at
十九节一下。
Verse 19 onward.
那在 garrison 那个护卫兵的守卫之下带领之下，那他们就进到王宫。
And verse 19, under the garrison, under the escort, they enter into the palace.
然后你看，他有登基坐上王位。
And then we see how he sat on the throne of the king.
历代志下二十三章也描写同样的事件，也是描写这两件事。
And Second Chronicles 23 also describes this event.
换句话说，王先在圣殿 高他做什么呢？我们等一下再查考。
And that is to say, the king was first anointed in the temple.
然后呢，他把神律法书带着了。Right.
And then he held on to the testimony, the law.
戴上冠冕了。
The books of the law, and then he also wear a crown.
然后呢，才回到他自己宫殿王宫啊，做登基坐上王位 enthronement。
And after that, then he went back to his palace and sit on the throne, and this is called enthronement.
这手续就完成了。
And that complete the whole process.
那你我们就问了。
Then you will ask,
高的时候做什么?
What do they do when they anoint him?
我们看第二章。
Let's look at chapter 2.
This is second. 在诗篇第二篇。
Psalms, let's turn to Psalms 2.
这个是君王诗。
And that's a royal psalm.
在说神的君王,就神的受膏者。
And here is the king, the anointed of the Lord.
就受膏者跟他的这耶路撒冷城。
And his relationship with Jerusalem,
就是神要保护。
And that God will protect.
外敌绝对不可能来，他们来会被神打败。
The foreign enemies will be destroyed if they were to come and attack.
这个是最重要的主题，是这样子。
And the main theme goes like this.
那我们现在看第五节了。
Let's look at verse 5.
敌人，就敌人哈，就前面都在说敌人君王啊，臣宰就商议说，我们来去抵挡，我们来打击那神的受膏者，就君王的意思。
And over here, verse 5, it says that the enemies.
在前面第二节那里。
In verse 2, over here it says that the other rulers, they take counsel and they want to come and attack.
我们不要受那个大卫王朝或者说犹大王朝来管制，我们脱掉他的捆绑。
And let's break out their bonds in pieces and break away from them.
那时候神在天上就说，哈哈哈，你们太傻瓜了，你以为可以攻打我们吗？攻打我的受膏者王吗？
And therefore, in verse 4, God sits in the heaven and he laughs because he says that, do you think you can come and attack my people?
是耶路撒冷是我选定做我大君王，我自己，我这个大君王的京城。
Because Jerusalem is a city that I have chosen to become my city.
我要把圣所立在这里，我要立我的名的地方，你要敢来侵犯吗？
And that's a place where I set my holy temple, where I set my holy name, and you dare to come and attack?
这是这样的背景，那你看。
And that's the background.
第六节。
Verse 6.
这个说，就是主说，神坐在天上的主说，主说那挂虎，你要 in quote 那个。
And over here it is in quotation, it's spoken by the Lord.
就说我已经神已经立我神的君王在西安我的圣山上头了。
Because I set my king on my holy hill of Zion.
这是神说的哈。
And this is mentioned by God.
那这个一句话就到圣山了，这没有了，他已经说完了。
And then the quotation closes at Zion.
那第七节是王说，是君王说的。
And verse 7 is spoken by the king.
受膏者说，就是君王说，那他的挂虎开始了。
And here the quotation, the quotation opens. I will declare the decree.
从我要传圣旨，一直到第九节的末了是王说的，受膏者说的话。
And right till verse 9, this whole passage is spoken by the king, the anointed one.
那这个王就说，我要传神的旨意。
And here he says, I will declare the decree. Of,
因为我 Adonai 我的主对我说
Because Adonai my Lord has said to me,
他就说你是我的儿子
You are my son.
我今日生你
And I have begotten you today.
换句话说今天你受膏
That is to say, today you are being anointed.
你就沐浴抹上香膏你来到祭司面前你受膏了你高立为王了
And that you come before the priest and you're being anointed to become a king.
那根据犹太就是旧约以色列宗教，然后就是旧约的这个传统哦，就是说已经被承认是神的儿子了。
And according to Jewish tradition, you have been begotten by God. You are the son of God.
所以这个神的儿子有一方面是有天使哈。
So the son of God can refer to the angels in the Bible.
还有就神的种子天使哈。还有以色列百姓也是神的儿子。
And then the Israelites, the people of God are also the son of God.
那要单数的话就是神的君王，神的受膏者。
But if it's singular, then it's the king, the son of God.
到了新约我们是神的儿子。
Then when it comes to New Testament, we are all sons of God.
那主耶稣是神的儿子，是单一的，是那个单数。
And Jesus, he's the son of God, singular.
所以你看到神的儿子，你要想这么多。
So when you see this term son of God, you have to think about all the differences.
你再看一看上下是指天使呢，还指以色列众民？
And if you look at the context, is it talking about the angels or the people of God?
还是神所立的受膏者君王
Or the anointed king?
还是说新约时代的神的选民神的儿子们
Or the chosen people of the New Testament?
还是一个主耶稣神的儿子
Or just one singular Lord Jesus Christ?
就要这样查考了
That's how we want to go ahead with our study.
所以说你是我的儿子你是君王
You are my son, you are my king, I have begotten you today.
我让你有权柄打破那列国
I give you power to overcome the nations.
打碎它好像窑匠打碎那个瓦器一样。
And to dash them into pieces like a potter's vessel.
这答应着君王有这种统治权、争胜的权，那个能力，这神所给的。
And this kind of promise is given by God to the king to gain victory.
我们再看诗篇110篇。
Let's turn to Psalm
110篇。
110.
这也是君王是很重要的一篇。
This is also a very important royal psalm.
因为这一篇以后会应用到主耶稣弥赛亚身上来。
Because this psalm is going to bring about the messianism of the Lord Jesus.
这个是在登基在高丽王的时候要说的。
And this is also spoken during the coronation of the king.
你看啊，亚多纳对我主说。Adonai
speak to
my Lord.
My Lord.
你坐在我右边。
Sit at my right hand.
等我使你仇敌做你的脚凳。
Till I make your enemies your footstool.
这个脚凳我那天讲过，两国在交战的时候。
And we mentioned the footstool earlier the other day when the two nations are warring.
这个大英博物图书馆，我看过这个图，画那个古代战争，那是按照文宅记下来画的图。
And I've also saw the diagram as to how they engaged in the war back during that time.
那个战败的元首，我们战败军队的将领哦。
And the commander of the defeated army.
那他就被弄在地上，他就趴在地上。
And he was on the floor.
Ground.
And he was on the ground.
然后呢，脚踩着那个战胜的将领踩着他。
And then the commander who win, his leg will be stepping on the neck of the other commander.
踩着要刀再砍下去。
And then he will dash his sword down.
敌人做你的脚凳。
And that is what it meant, that your enemies is your footstool.
你战胜了，他战败了。
Because you have won and he is defeated.
你脚踩在他头上，颈，这脖子颈啊，踩到颈。
You step on his neck.
颈这像哈，踩到那个，那你战胜了。
And you step on his neck, and that is to say the enemy is your footstool, and you have won.
换句话说，神要使耶路撒冷登基的犹大，我大卫的王系哈，得胜。
And that is to say God will allow those kings in Jerusalem to have victory.
那我们这里有一个右边这个名词。
And over here, there's this term, right hand.
把新约时代形容主耶稣在意象也好，在描写也好，他坐在神的右边，那个形象全部连在一起。
And all this are also connected to the New Testament in the scenes of how Jesus sits at the right hand of God.
因为王在高丽的时候，
Because when the king is being anointed,
他称为神的儿子。
He is being called the son of God.
他变成神，在天上的神，在地面上的 viceroy， 就变成神在地面上的将领，或者是元帅，或者代言者，或者执行神的命令的人。
And that is, he is the one who speaks on behalf of the God in heavens, and he exercises the authority of God on earth. So he is the viceroy of the king.
那他就是当然神说，你坐在我右边，我给你权柄，给你尊贵。
So therefore God told him, you sit at my right hand side and I will give you honor and authority.
那从这个形象来神第二节也说，我要让你从锡安生出能力的杖，在仇敌中掌权，这是指地面上军事的势力了。
And over here, verse 2, the Lord says that I will give you the rod of your strength out of Zion. All these are the strength so that you can cast out your enemies.
以后应验到主耶稣身上，这个弥赛亚的应验的时候，messianic fulfillment的时候呢，
So later, when the messianic fulfillment was found on Lord Jesus,
我们看到这对大卫王系的那个应许，在新约来看，都是在属灵上的成全。
And we find that all this promise, are promised spiritually speaking.
我们今天我们做基督，当然不是拿铁杖去跟人家打，我常常胜，不是这个意思了。
Of course, today as Christians, we do not carry a weapon in our hands and go around in our battles.
因为主耶稣的弥赛亚国已经不是地面上大卫的那个王位，它是那弥赛亚的属灵的王国了。
Because the messianic kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ is not a physical one, it's a spiritual one.
而且这子民也不是他以色列的民，而是我们是属灵的以色列民。
And also the people, they are not the Israelites. It refers to all the spiritual descendants of God.
所以主耶稣的确是神的儿子，这从属灵来看的哈。Indeed,
the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
他是受膏者。
He's the anointed one.
因为王是受膏者，主耶稣是受膏者。
Because God is the anointed one, so of course Jesus is the anointed one.
再来，王坐在神的右边。
And then the king sit at the right hand side of God.
那主耶稣做中保。
And that Jesus is the mediator.
那个提摩太前书说中保哈。
In 1 Timothy, and also in Hebrews, and the priest, and the high priest.
这是表示从人方面来讲，
That is to say, from man's perspective,
他代表神。
He represents God.
从神这方面来讲。
And from perspective of God,
他代表人。
He represents man.
中保就是这是在中间斡旋，那在那里面就在谈和，讲条件，讲到两方满意为止。
And so the mediator is the one who bridges the two sides.
主耶稣做中保，让我们达到一个 reconciliation 和解和睦。那这个观念是在保罗书信很重要的神学观念。
And also Jesus, he's the mediator that brings about our reconciliation with God. And this is a very important theological point in Romans.
中义为使之和平。
And he brings about peace,
和睦
harmony.
和解。
Reconciliation
所以要对敌的观念哦。
And all these are in contrary to each other.
你单单看罗马书八章从第六节开始。
Look at Romans 8 verse 6 onward. You can see.
我们还软弱的时候，神就差遣他儿子作为我们赦免。
That when we are weak, God still sent His Son to die on the cross for us. This is the greatest love of God.
那为什么？因为神跟人之间有一个 enmity， 一个对仇对。
Because there's an enmity between man and God.
为什么
？Why is this？
我们为什么成为神的这个敌人？
Why is it that we are the enemies of God? Because of sin.
那罪的关系，神就 wrath， 神的那个愤怒。
Because of the sins of man and the wrath of God come upon us.
为了除掉神的愤怒。
And in order to remove this wrath of God.
那英文就用两个字眼。
There are two English terms.
我们中文翻作挽回祭哦。
And in Chinese, it's described as
挽回祭。那有两个字，我现在说。那 King James 就用的叫 propitiation。
In King James, they use the word propitiation。
那 RSV 就叫 expiation。
And in RSV, it's used expiation。
这两个观念都在讲要让神的怒气息掉，而且两方媾和，两方讲和，神跟人因为罪除掉了，所以和平了。
So therefore, this term propitiation, expiation, all this refer to the reconciliation of God and man, so they can come at peace again。
那 propitiation。Propitiation,
propitiation,
P-R-O-P-I-A-T-I-O-N. 你们知道了哈，就是说这个古代人家献礼物、献生礼啊、祭物啊，给神，神奇了第一题，那神就我 pacified 了，我被我被息怒了，我的怒气，因为看到这个礼物可以了，饶恕他吧。
And so propitiation,
原始观念是这样子的。
So propitiation comes from the origin where that God is being pacified. He takes all the sacrifices that man has given him.
但 RSV 的 expiation 就更进一步，当然有这个观念。
But RSV, this expiation is closer in meaning.
换句话说，不但息盛怒啊，我们赞美是有。
Not just to pacify the wrath of God,
而且呢，神会把你挽回来，就是你从前不是我儿子，现在是儿子；从前不我蒙连续，和西阿书一章到三章。我也现在我蒙我连续了。
But now, you are being. But now I've extended my mercy to you. It's also recorded in Hosea 1:3.
1-3. 这个就是表示神接纳人的约纳人缘故，就是因为有代罪羔羊或牺牲品，就主耶稣啊。
And that is to say, God is pacified and He extends mercy. All this because of the sacrificial lamb, the Lord Jesus.
对立就没了，现在变成两方和好了，神人和好和睦了。
So there's no enmity between God and man. God and man have come to peace.
这是以弗所书二章十三节到十八节的一个重点。
Ephesians 2 verse 13-18, a very important point described over there.
我们从前没有神，没有指望，没有期待。
In the past, we do not have God. We have no hope. But outside Jesus,
我们生活在罪中。
And we live in sin.
但主耶稣宝血。
But because of the blood of Christ,
拆下中间的隔墙，罪的隔墙。
And then He's broken down the barriers in between us.
使两下合为一，成为一体，两下。
So that two are joined as one.
讲四次两下。
And He repeated four times.
那这个两下是什么
？And what does this two refers to?
犹太人跟外邦人。
The Jewish and the Gentiles,
信的人跟不信的人
believers and unbelievers,
在主耶稣宝血就把他们带成了一体，在主内一体。
Under the blood of Christ, all these are covered and brought into one fold.
不再做外人，不再做客，这。
So no longer are you travelers, visitors.
去神家里头人。
But you are the household of God.
在神家里头一体了。
You are one family in Christ.
所以已经再没有隔离了，神人和人人自己。人人都得到和睦。
There's no more barriers because man and God are reconciled and there's harmony everywhere.
所以受膏者坐在中保哈。
So the one who's anointed is sitting as a mediator.
你看那个使徒行传七章五十二节以下到五十六、五十七节，你看到那个。
So Acts 7:51-52 onward.
被试着打的时候，他看到天门打开，独一无二坐在那个神的右边的，
and
是第一个意象的表现了。
And we see the first vision, and we see how Stephen, how he was being stoned to death, and he saw the vision of the heavens open.
主耶稣坐在右边，一直提到这个新约的结束。
That Jesus is sitting at the right hand side of God.
最主要是说这个大卫王系这个王高利的时候是神的儿子，是受高者坐在右边，这三个重要的因素啊，元素都在主耶稣身上应验了。
And that is to say, over here you can see how the kings of Israel, when they're anointed, they sit at the right hand side, and they're the son of God. All these are fulfilled in Jesus.
那这君王受高以后，我们就那麦基洗德那很另外重要的道理，我忽略。
And after the king is being anointed,
他是被要求的哈。
He is being invited.
我们没有时间看，我就说你看189篇跟132篇的诗篇，看神怎么要求王做什么。
And look at Psalm 189.
不，八十九篇。
Psalm 89 and
三只有到150篇那个，跟132篇。
Psalm 89 and 132.
啊，还有其他45篇你也看，但是王的那个结婚典礼的诗。
And also Psalm 45, it talks about how the king was
royal marriage.
The royal marriage of the king.
都有它的主题的啦。
All these have the theme inside.
神要求什么？
What does God require of?
秉公行义。
To do justice and righteousness.
为那些穷民的受欺压的你要伸冤。
And you have to speak up for those who are poor and those who are in need.
你要做民为民之父母。
And you have to be the parents of your nation.
好，我们再回到诗篇113篇。
Let's go back to Psalm 113.
那个神查看天上地下的事。
And over here, God, He watched over the earth.
他看到的是什么？
What does He see?
你看九节到七节。
Let's look at verse 7 to 9.
他从腐烂灰尘抬举贫寒人。
He raises the poor out of the dust.
他是从粪堆中提拔穷乏人。
And He lifts the needy out of the ash heap.
The lowly, the poor.
The lowly, the poor.
这个在当时社会是一个很现实的。换句话说，一大多数人都是那贫穷的、病弱的人。
And in reality, the people at that time, a lot of them are poor and a lot of them are in need, and needy ones.
神没有势利眼哈。
But God, He does not show partiality.
神说你很富有、很权势，他给你锦上添花。
And so because you're rich, you're wealthy, and therefore I exalt you.
你看雅各书有这样的势利，那雅各当然说，你不要看富穷，你说你坐上座，你贫穷也坐我脚下。这个当然是行动上不会这样，但有人心里是这样子的。
But you see in the book of James how you know in your attitude you want to be exalted in the high places.
你看神的接近那个贫寒的。
But see how God, how He draws close to those who are poor, to those who are humble in heart. From antiquity till now, God is still the same.
那不管肉体上和心灵上，神的眷顾这些。
Whether in spirit and in flesh, that's how God watch over it.
那当然，我们这里有那个哈拿之歌，哈拿之歌呢，撒母耳记上第二章哈。
And also we see the song of Hannah in 1 Samuel.
这是说神提拔人。
That God raises the poor.
使人上升，使人下降。
And He exalts the poor, and then He brings down the proud.
使人上升，使人下降。使人生，使人死。
And He writes the he give life and he bring down those who are
撒母耳记上二章六节以下都是讲这个哈。
First Samuel chapter 2 onward.
啊，那这个是不是神的绝对权
？That is to say the absolute authority of God.
眷顾那些贫寒的、病弱的。
He watches over those who are poor, the needy ones, the humble ones.
除了这个公平待人以外哈。
So other than Him not showing partiality.
他伸冤以外呢？
And also, how do the people
vindicate?
And how do they? And how does God vindicate the people?
Vindication.
神
的公义一定替着受冤的啊，被欺压的，他会伸冤。
And that is the justice of God. He will vindicate those who are in need.
那连那个不会生育的孩子，在就用这个例子来说，神也看待到那个妇女。
And over here it says that even the barren woman, God will also grant them.
让她好像葡萄结很多的葡萄籽一样，哇！
So that they'll be like a fruitful vine.
多子多孙，这是古代的思想。
And that is the tradition at that time.
啊，多子多孙就是福气。
To have many children is a sign of prosperity.
那这个翻译叫多子的乐母，不太好。多子的乐母。
Happy
mother of many children.
A joyful mother of many children.
好，没有关系，那个这个字眼没有关系。这个就连妇女没有生育的，像哈娜，还有几个没有生育的。
Say for example, the barren woman, just like Hannah.
那个亚伯拉罕的太太。
Sarah.
那个哈娜。
Hannah.
啊，他再来就是参孙马诺啊，的妈爸爸。
And then Samson.
还有 新约的撒加利亚跟伊丽莎白。
And then Elizabeth of Zechariah in New Testament. All these are barren women.
还有几个例证，就是说没有生育，但是爱主，一直服侍主，主祝福她的怀胎。
And also, in our church, we also have testimony where, they are also blessed by the Lord.
从古到今啊，神的眷顾这些需要神眷顾的。
And also, since antiquity till now, God will bless those who need His help.
所以单单这只有九节圣经啊。你可以分两段。
And over here in these nine verses of this psalm, you can divide it into two units.
啊，其实一节到三节是供奉的祭司在赞美神。
And verse 1 to 3.
第一节是供奉祭司在邀请他们，就是圣殿里的仆人来赞美神。
Verse 1 to 3, they are praising God and inviting everyone to come and praise God.
那么就用这样神的超越来讲神的伟大。
That God transcends above all things and He is Almighty.
空啊，时间。空间
the space, the time,
社会人士
and also the social conditions,
那个 society,
and also society,
还有这自然界
and also nature,
神超越这些
that God transcends above all these.
除了这个，在描写神的宝座
and other than this, the throne of God is described.
他的确在他的圣眼在全然的监察看顾
and indeed His sacred eyes is watching over us all.
看天上地下。
He look into the heavens and the earth.
天上灵界，天兵天将。
He see the spiritual realm, the heavenly host.
天上的万象。
And all the all the hosts of the heavens.
Adonai Zabaoth, Zabaoth, Adonai Zabaoth. 这个字是万军的耶和华真神。
Adonai Zabaoth, that means the Lord of hosts.
万军的耶和华真神，发音这样就大概对了。
The Lord of hosts.
他是什么？
Who is he?
天兵天将
And that is the heavenly host, the angels.
天使一切灵界
All the spiritual realm.
当然就是万天上万象，就是万星，日月。
And then all the stars and the moon.
所以 host 这个万军要翻成星辰跟天使，
这
两个这样叫它涵盖它的精义，它的应该有的。
So the meaning of host embraces angels and also the stars.
然后呢，我们看到它对社会。的公平待遇，他的伸冤，他的眷顾。
And then we see how the justice of God extends to the society.
这是神的 mishpat， 他的公义。
And that is the right, the justice of God.
他从古主到现在都不会改变的。
He never changes from antiquity to now.
好，我们这堂就到这，我们下堂讲诗篇八十篇。
And we'll conclude here for the next session. We'll look at Psalm 80.
时间不够，没有关系，我们说到哪就说到哪。我们一起的默祷。
And let's say a silent prayer.